How you doing? Good evening. Some interesting stuff to talk about, I think. Possibly, anyway, we'll see. Anyway, while we listen to my latest creation this evening, I will start my chat about things. Because I'd like to know your feedback on this. It's to do with Touch ID and a bunch of other stuff, but in no particular order. The things that caught my attention recently was that I read an article about the 5S, the iPhone 5S, on Wikipedia from a bunch of Germans. And the funniest thing that they said, at the end is that people that use Touch ID are stupid. Touch ID, by the way, is the fingerprint sensor in the 5S. And the reason they said that they're stupid is because you carry around your finger with you every day. And you shouldn't use this as a password. Oh, and by the way, the way they managed to hack the fingerprint sensor was to take a picture of your finger. So that's consensual, unless they use date rape drugs on you or, like, anesthetic. So, okay, they got to do that. And then they kind of use some weird latex thing and make the high-res photo and attach it to something and then put it on the phone. Well, it'd be easier to clone my my card from my ATM or look over my shoulder and read a PIN number off my phone. And this isn't fanboyism speaking, this is just bloody logic. So it baffles the crap out of me that people think this is such a big deal. It's not. I think it's an incredibly quick, convenient, one-handed, useful way of unlocking your device that means you don't have to strain to type in things. And, yeah. Everything's a security concern these days. Everything you do. Everything. CCTV cameras, if you happen to have your phone under a CCTV camera and unlock it in full view of that camera with a passcode, then that's seen. If you unlock your phone with a thumbprint or something, that is still seen, but they would have to either chop off your finger and keep the bloodied end away from the screen so it didn't get all sticky and yucky, or whatever the case may be, and do it that way. It's all bollocks. And the other, I mean, my comeback to that is, okay, they say you shouldn't use Touch ID because it's something you carry around with you every day. Well, how about facial recognition at work? Or your colleagues, are you going to cut off your face? What about retina? Yeah, your eyes. People use retina scans to detect you, which is, I guess, or supposed to be as similar as fingerprints. So, did they think of those before they put out such a shitty and pointless statement on Wikipedia? Well, not on Wikipedia, but that Wikipedia picked up. I think that's incredibly laughable. It is incredibly and utterly, contemptibly laughable. Fingerprint sensors have been around for years in laptops. Corporate laptops use them, company laptops. Some of them require them. I don't know anyone who does, but I have heard that this is the case. So who knows, maybe these phones will get used in all sorts of other places as a result of that, instead of passcodes for more security. And this thing's going to run out. So we'll just load that. It'll do. It'll serve my purpose. So it does. It really baffles the hell out of me that people come out with these outrageous statements and think it's okay without having done any kind of thoughtfulness on it or research. Because it is true, fingerprints and biometrics have been around for so long that Apple is not breaking ground with this, by the way. Oh, sue me now, because I said Apple is not doing something. Sue me, beat me to smithereens with your little heavy Samsung devices. Come on, smash me over the head with it. Go for it. But it's true. Fingerprinting is not new. Using it to do anything with devices is not new. So why all the fuss? They're just doing it in a different way on a mobile device. It's not new. People baffle me. So yeah, I'm going to now cut out because my eyes don't work, I'm going to cut them out so I can never be retina scanned and be detected that way. I'm then going to cover my face in a veil and go around like this, dampening my already dampened senses because my eyes don't work. Cover the whole of my head from front to back with a wrap around something or other and like look like Crichton. Because I don't want to be detected. I'm carrying around things that make me recognizable as a person every day. And I can't have that. I won't have that. I just won't tolerate that crap. Nope. 10 fingers. Gonna cut them off too. Too recognizable. can't have that. And cut my toes off. Because, you know, maybe feet are telling. I won't have to take all my teeth out because my face will be covered up. So there's no point doing that. My hair's quite like any other black person's hair. It's kind of short and, you know, hairy. So no bother with that. But anything that makes me, I'm going to get rid of. I had to change my vocal cords too. Yeah, I can manage that at least. So that, you know, yep. Obviously, anything that makes you recognizable and therefore understandable by your device or your spouse or anybody that talks to you, got to get rid of. Can't have it. Nope. Stupid. So there we go. In other news, I released an album on iTunes the other day using a service called distrokid.com that I'm quite a big fan of, that I got told about by Chris Toth and subsequently told everybody else about it and raved about it because it's wicked. And the things that you've heard this evening have come off of my singles section, except Unplanned Journey, which is the track you heard before this. That was on the album. This is also... No, I lie. This is on the album. Unplanned Journey was not on the album. It was released as a single. Because I wanted to release it as a single, so I did. I put out the album on Friday, and yesterday I put up another 8 tracks as singles, just to make a little bit of money. And if no one buys them, well, no one buys them. It didn't cost me anything to do it, so, you know, if no one does, it's not a huge, big, fat plastic deal. It'll just make me a little bit sad. But, you know, it's there. Something to do. Anyway, that's what's been going on in my life. Alice has been ill, and heavy teething. She's always had teething troubles. In the physical, not the metaphorical sense, she just has really bad trouble with her teeth, and she has a bit of a cold at the moment. Jake is doing fine in nursery. He's full time, as you might know, and we're all just getting on with it. But really, I thought I'd wait a while to do this this recording, because I had my 5S as of yesterday for 2 weeks. So today is 2 weeks and a day. And the whole Touch ID thing, spoke to Kirsten about it too, and she agrees, like, you know, it's there to be used, so use it. Passcode was there to be used, so you use that. What I used to do with the passcode, though, was less secure than what I should have done. If the phone locked, you know, the screen would go dark and the thing would go off. The passcode wouldn't ask you to enter it for an hour. But now it's immediate because I use Touch ID all the time. So I would say that in a way, although I carry my finger around with me all the time, it's less secure. Oh my God! It's more secure because you have to, if you don't have my fingerprint, unlock it with a passcode every single time you lock the device. So yeah, I don't bloody know. Anyway, we're done. I appreciate that you listened to this. I'm going now, and I wish you all the very best, and I will speak to you some other night, day, time, evening. Thanks for listening to my ramblaciousness. See ya.